VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. is trying to build a case that Iran was behind this weekend's attack on key Saudi oil facilities. AP's Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Tehran denies it, but American officials have released satellite photos suggesting the attack came from either Iran or Iraq. A Saudi military spokesman later said Iranian weapons were used. The incident has sent energy prices spiraling and raised new war fears. President Trump says if a response is needed, the U.S. is locked and loaded. Vice President Pence's chief of staff, Mark Short, is downplaying talk of imminent military action, though, saying locked and loaded is a broad term.
It's a reflection that this administration has advanced policies that make sure America is safer from these sorts of oil shocks.
The attack stopped production of more than half Saudi Arabia's daily global oil exports. Sagar Magani at the White House.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that the district attorney in Manhattan, New York, has reportedly sent a subpoena to President Trump's accounting firm.
Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr., a Democrat, last month subpoenaed the Trump Organization for records related to hush money payments for a porn actress. Now, according to a source, Vance is seeking the last 8 years of state and federal tax returns for the president and the Trump Organization.
AP's Jackie Quinn. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu goes into Tuesday's elections with his Likud party virtually tied in polling with former military chief Benny Gantz's centrist Blue and White party. Neither is predicted to win a majority of the seats in the 120-member parliament. Israelis are voting Tuesday in general elections as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu faces a challenge from former military chief Benny Gantz that could possibly leave Avigdor Lieberman, a former defense minister and one-time Netanyahu ally, but now rival as the kingmaker to form a coalition government. This is VOA News. A voice purportedly that of Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is heard on a more than 30-minute audio telling supporters that the U.S. is now drowning in the quagmire of Iraq and Afghanistan, adding Washington is powerless to help its allies in the region and around the world. Supporters of Islamic State are rejoicing at what appears to be a new message from the terror group's reclusive leader, in which he promises the war against the United States and its allies is far from over. U.S. officials said analysts are reviewing the speech, which was issued by IS's Al-Furqan Media Division Monday, hours after teasing an upcoming release. If confirmed, it would be the first message from the 48-year-old Baghdadi since April, when the self-declared caliph appeared in an 18-minute-long video urging followers to seek revenge for the collapse of the group's caliphate in Syria and Iraq. There will be a special guest in the United States Congress testifying on behalf of the Hong Kong movement. Reuters' Ryan Brooks.
They'll join other activists to urge U.S. businesses and lawmakers to support human rights and democracy in the Chinese-ruled city. Hong Kong has faced more than 100 days of escalating protests. Ho told Reuters on Monday the demonstrations are a fight for humanity.
I believe that Hong Kong is in the front lines of this very global fight for humanity itself. And also, the victory or the fall of Hong Kong would also consequentially mean a victory for humanity or the fall of humanity. So I call for the attention of, global communities worldwide to be aware of these situations.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer has said addressing China's actions in Hong Kong will be a top priority next week when Congress returns to work.
That is Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. A Chinese-American couple has been arrested and charged with stealing scientific trade secrets from a children's hospital in the state of Ohio in the latest federal prosecution aimed at clamping down on China's alleged theft of American intellectual property. The 49-year-old Yu Zhao and 46-year-old Li Chen worked in separate labs at the nationwide children's hospital in Columbus, Ohio for 10 years, allegedly stealing proprietary research for use in personal business ventures, according to law enforcement officials. I'm Tom McNeil, VOA News.
In broadcast, It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one